Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to Achtung Mobile, broadcasting from the beautiful South Bermondsey. Accept no substitute.
Hello dear listeners, welcome to part two of this weekend's edition of Achtung Millwall, number 652, if you can believe it. Continuing our coverage, of course, of yesterday's 1-0 win, magnificent 1-0 win for me over Watford at home at the Den. And this is, of course, the voicemail edition, my favourite part of the week. Now, unfortunately, due to circumstances, I'm not able to do my usual reaction to each of the voicemails, but I do want to begin by saying big thank you to everyone who submitted content for this week's show. I really appreciate it. I wanted to get something out tonight because I'm out tomorrow, so time is slightly against me and circumstances are against me tonight, but I'm going to do the best I can by the show and by all of the contributors. So before we begin, I just thought we'd have a quick look back at yesterday's performance. 1-0, of course, that early goal by Zian Fleming, settling the matter in the end. A free kick from distance, took a deflection, I noticed on the highlights reel on the official site today. I didn't realise that in real time. I thought it'd come in off the post. So anyway, confusion on the day. But a beautiful goal to start us off with. Maybe the goalkeeper in the Watford net should have done better, don't know. But God knows we've seen enough mishaps and flappy hands in the Millwall shirt this season. So it's nice to see one go in at the other end. I thought it was a wonderful performance. Now, I know there's a lot of comment online about the poor standard of the football compared with what I don't know, because there's only a brief flowering of Joe Ball. But apart from that, pretty much relentlessly this season, it's been a fairly poor display, albeit one or two, blooms that were crushed under Joe. But otherwise, it's not been brilliant. And yesterday's it needs must when the devil drives for me, dear listeners. We're staring at a relegation fight, even despite winning yesterday. And of course, that magnificent win at Southampton last week. We're still very much in the pressure cooker of the bottom end of the table. It's just 1 point separating us from Stoke City, and I suppose 3 points, 4 points separating us from Sheffield Wednesday, second from bottom, Stoke in the third relegation position on 38 points, Millwall 18th on 39. So we're also rapidly losing players. Tom Bradshaw, the news of his injury has come as a real blow to the club. So, we've barely got a strike force. We've started Michael Obafemi on Saturday, and he's clearly not able to do 90 minutes. He came off on Saturday in the 70th. And Neil Harris opted to bring on Ryan Longman to shore matters up and see out the win, because that was really what it was all about. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of comment online, and maybe we'll hear some in the course of the voice notes about the poor standard. I went to the Den yesterday determined not to worry about the standard of the football, dear listeners. For me, the way it worked out was pretty much, what I hoped for. And I can't really fault the side in its commitment, its energy, and 100% Millwall-ness, as the new phrase coined by Neil Harris has taken hold. So I'm not sure what people were looking for. Longer term, I still would love to see us raise our sights. The ambition of the Joe Edwards move still lifts my heart. Whether that can be aimed for next season, I don't know. I don't know what the plans will be. Much will depend on what in what league we find ourselves in, of course. So survival is the number one priority. So yes, it was a massive team performance, a fighting show, if not much in the way of flowing football, that's for sure. Blood, sweat and tears is what I've written down on my notes here, and that was very much what we got yesterday. I also want to point out one or two players. I mean, I've mentioned George Honeyman in the first show that I did. I thought it was really outstanding. But you can pick and choose between Ryan Leonard, Billy Mitch, Jules Savile, really, because it was the kind of... we were keeping Watford in check across 90 minutes. And I know they've not had a brilliant season, but they're not a bad side by any means. Probably more money's gone into their side than we can imagine. So, you know, to keep that kind of side in check and keep the pressure on their manager, there was images online of Watford fans berating their side at the end of yesterday's performance. And they must have come down expecting, you know, to get something out of it, and they didn't. I also want to mention Matija Sarkić. He made one or two smart saves, a couple of snappy shots on target, low and hard. He got down well for both of them. And, you know, he's the boy's coming through. He's having a bit of a journey this season. He was taking a lot of criticism earlier on when he was first in the side, and a lot of confidence was missing, not only with Sarkić himself, but across the defence. And again, yesterday, he wasn't you know, the kind of match-saving save that he made at Southampton last week, but he had to do his job, and he did it. So I want to mention Matija Sarkić. All in all, wonderful win. We've got to keep doing it, though. We've got to go to Blackburn on Tuesday night, reproduce another performance up there, dear listeners. It's going to be a tough run in. Two crucial games ahead now, Blackburn Tuesday night and then Birmingham at home next Saturday. So, yesterday's team is just in goal in Sarkić, back line, Leonard, Tanganga, played well as well, Jake Cooper, Danny Mack. This BBC have lined us up 4-4-2. Was that a 4-4-2 yesterday, listeners? I never know whether it's 4-4-2 or 4-2-3-1. Anyway, I'll go with 4-4-2 because I know and understand it being an old 70s dinosaur. So the midfield four, according to the BBC, George Honeyman, Billy Mitch, Jules Savile, Duncan Watmore. Took a bit of flack, Duncan Watmore. But it gives you energy and industry, and I think that's what's going to be the attributes that catch Neil Harris's eye. Up front, they had Fleming and Obafemi. It was Obafemi on his own for the most part. Man of the match for me, George Honeyman, but I've picked out Fleming, Savile, Mitchell, Danny Mack, Jeff Tanganga, Ryan Leonard. Take your pick from any of those, really. Some wonderful match stats here. I mean, like I said to Ben, the possession count is increasing. We were 20% last week. This week we've got 34% on the possession, 6 shots, 2 on target, one of which, of course, went in the net, as against Watford's 66% possession, 12 shots and 3 on target. We did a really good job of keeping them very, very quiet, I thought, yesterday. Results weren't helpful for us yesterday. So the pressure remains, and we've got two massive games. We're going to switch over now to the voice notes. We're going to begin with yesterday's official Neil Harris comment after the game. I think we've got Zian Fleming speaking to the Millwall Plus TV service, and then we'll go into the voice notes one after the other. Huge thank you to everyone for contributing. I'm sorry it's a bit of a the Poundland version of our voice note show. I will try and get back to normal from next week, but today circumstances have dictated, as indeed they did yesterday at the Den.
Achtung, Millwall.
Neil, win a clean sheet and the Den at its absolute best there.
It was, yeah. And look, Max, let's be honest, we can be better than that as well. You know, look, let's not kid anybody on. We turned the ball over too cheaply at times, but what we had to achieve today was 3 points. We wanted a clean sheet. We wanted a disciplined display. We wanted a display where we limited a really talented side to not a lot around our penalty area, and we achieved that. The atmosphere from the fans was electric. The welcome I got was that's not what I expected, because, you know, I never just take for granted you're going to get it. But the fans, to me, but the way they supported the team, and that's the big thing. I asked for the fans to come and be excited and come just to enjoy watching their team, and they did. So I can't praise the fan base enough and the players. Like I said, we can be slightly better with the ball than that than we were at times. But to have that discipline, that desire, the passion, you know, the Millwallness to us. It was really pleasing to see.
And grinding out results is something you have to do sometimes in this league, and you did that today.
Yeah, we did it again. To be honest, since I'm here, we've done it multiple times this way. Sometimes I think we as a squad, we know what's been asked, like, to get those kind of games over the line. And obviously this season hasn't been going as well because we weren't able to do that. Sometimes we went up and then we still conceded and blah, blah, blah. But today it was there again. Like we were solid, just like last week. I think we need to get back to that feeling where if we go 1-0 up, we win the game. Not easy, but by grinding it out and working really hard for each other.
Achtung, Mehlball.
Hello, Nick. Hello, listeners. John Rankin here, just calling in after the 1-0 victory against Watford at the Den this afternoon. Yeah, I really enjoyed that game. I think if a team can hang on to a 1-0 lead for most of a match, so I think we scored in the third minute, then that means they're doing something right. And yeah, I mean, you know, Watford, to my mind, dominated the possession, but we were very resolute in defence. Ryan Leonard, one mistake in the whole match, that was that crossfield ball to Jake Cooper in the first half. But apart from that, absolutely fantastic down that right-hand side. Danny McNamara, what an inspired choice to put him in at left-back. Really, really playing well. And I think we've got a new sort of combination in the middle there. Jafet Tanganga and Jake Cooper. And I think they're playing well together. And I an apology, actually, because last week at the Southampton game, I did my post-match voicemail. I forgot to mention Tanganga. He was so awesome in that match that kind of it was as hard. It was a given, you know, that he was man of the match. Although I actually thought Billy Mitchell was played very well as well and deserved man of the match. But so apologies there. But he again a good performance today. So I'm a lot happier with the defensive four at the back. Neil Harris seems to be setting them up with Billy and Sav in front of the back four as kind of combined CDMs, and then Obafemi up front, and then you got Fleming, Honeyman, and you had Watmore in a kind of three. I'm not entirely sure about that, to be honest with you, because obviously Watmore was dropping back to help Danny McNamara in defence, and George Honeyman was dropping back to help Ryan Leonard, and I think that worked to an extent, but when they're so high up on the pitch, it was leaving gaps. So I think, you know, Neil Harris should just be true to his values and just go 4-4-2, you know, and see what happens then. But I think for the moment, it's a really good setup. And everyone had a good game, as far as I could see. I thought Matty Sarkic played really well. Some good saves, and he came and claimed the ball. Watford are a big team. You know, I was looking at them. They got some big specimens playing for them. And it began to tell in the midfield a little bit where we weren't winning second ball. But what a resolute performance, and everyone played really well, and we kept them out. So you can't argue with that. I mean, you know, it's 3 points on the board. All the other teams in our relegation zone have won as well, so it hasn't sort of shot us up miles away from the relegation. But, you know, but if we hadn't won last week and this week, we'd have been well adrift. So absolutely fantastic. It was a good atmosphere in the Den. I thought, you know, the crowd got behind the team really well. My man of the match on our side had to be George Saville. I think I agree with whoever gave them the official man of the match, because I think he really, really did put a shift in, and he's obviously playing for Neil Harris. And it's great to see, you know, Neil Harris is getting the most out of these guys, and he's setting them up quite nicely. And, you know, that is the difference. If you look at the way that Joe Edwards set the team up and the personnel we had in there and the way he organised the back, I mean, Neil's come in and made absolute key changes. And when you're, you know, at this level in a championship, teams quickly capitalise on any weakness. And we were a little bit weak down one on the flanks for months and months. And Neil's kind of sorted that out. So very well done indeed. So I'm happy. The drive up was a bit of a bugger again. But when you're driving up, you know, it took us like 2.5 hours to get there, and it was tricky parking and all this kind of stuff. But when you're driving up and you're winning, you know, it's good. It doesn't matter. I mean, that's two big trips we've done. We did Southampton last week and back up to the Den this week. And you don't mind, you know, you don't mind when they're putting in a performance. You're happy to go. And there was a, you know, a little bit of bite and tenacity at the end. Ian Fleming had a bit of a tear up with one of the Watford players right at the death of the match. And it was good to see, you know, a little bit of spirit. So I'm happy. I hope everyone else is happy. Come on, you Lions.
Hello, Nick. Hello, listeners. Bill Slack. I'd like someone to confirm, but I think I've just seen the Lions win at the Den, which is an absolute treat in itself, rocking all over the world and all the rest of it. 3 points is all that matters at the moment. I repeat, 3 points and a win is all that matters. I've seen some comments online about the performance today and the style of play and everything else. Neil Harris taking us back. 3 points is all that matters. If Joe Edwards was still in charge of this club, we'd be dead and buried. We'd be second bottom, I reckon, with all the results going not going our way. All that matters is getting points on the board. I have got an opinion on Harris. I've got an opinion on some of the things he says in interviews and how he concentrates on the Millwallness of players. And I really don't want to sort of slip back into this, you know, as a fan base, as Neil would say, as a fan base, that we just want big, tough, hard geezers who win every 50-50 challenge and you know what I'm saying. And when he says Millwallness, I get the feeling that that's what he's talking about. But I'll tell you something, I'm not going to be worrying about our style of play and our signings over the summer or what's going to go on in the 24-25 season. All that matters is the here and now and the fact that that bloke has come back to our club and taken 6 points out of six. It's an absolutely incredible achievement, beyond anything that I could have expected. At the moment, you'd say, where that club were absolutely on the fucking floor, the geezer's an absolute genius. He's a walking, talking genius. Harry's got that squad turned round. That togetherness, you know, you see the amount of times today where, you know, someone would make a block and you'd get one of our players coming over and smacking him on the back or helping him up. Fucking well done, mate. That's going on all over the pitch for a full 90 minutes. And that's what he's brought us. He's brought us that togetherness. And I don't know how he's done it, but he's done it. And he's given us a real fighting chance of staying up. By the way, I don't think it's a done deal. I don't think that just because we've had 6 points out of six, we're safe. It'll be interesting to see how this team reacts after a loss. Let's hope we don't have to worry about that, eh? But I have to say, I mean, fucking hats off. You know, he has brought the entire club support together in a couple of weeks and give us an absolute fighting chance. And well done, Bomber. Well done, the players today. And well done, the support. Absolutely lovely to be at the Den where people are fucking buzzing and not looking at their phones or fucking talking about what they had for dinner because there's nothing going on the pitch. Speak to you soon. Cheers. Take care.
Hi, Nick. David Liederkrammer here. Well, we got the 3 points. It's probably the best that can be said about that performance. We certainly were more committed. We got a slice of good fortune when Zian took the free kick from 30 yards out. I really thought it was optimistic, but obviously the deflection helped a bit. After that, it was pretty turgid stuff, but really, who cares? We're in a very precarious position and other teams around us are starting to win frequently, so it's going to be an absolute dogfight. And at this point, the 3 points is really all that matters. I thought the defence really put a shift in, all of them. Thought Danny Mac was very good. Cooper seems to be a lot more secure than before. Tanganga, again, had a very good game. Midfield worked hard, but as Harris said, too many stray balls out of defence meant that we were up against it for a lot of the game, in my opinion. It was a hard watch. But the big thing for me, the big take home really, was that unlike in the Edwards era when we just didn't seem to have that intensity about us when defending, this time we really seemed to have that, and that made all the difference. For all Watford's possession, I don't think they really created that many clear-cut chances, not ones that I can remember, and actually looked a pretty disjointed team, even though they've clearly got some very talented players who can turn it on from them, presumably, at various times in the season. So onwards and upwards for Blackburn and then Birmingham, two very big games. We never seem to do well against Blackburn. Let's hope that we can change that in the same way that we changed our fortunes against Southampton, who also we haven't done very well against in the past. Big game up against Birmingham as well, and everything to play for. Neil Harris has certainly got the team believing, and that's the key at this moment. Performance, okay. 3 points, absolutely essential. Okay, come on, you Lions.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Achtung, Mehlball.
Just a few tweets. So I'm just going to interject at this point in the show, listeners, just to try and break things along. Cairo Evans, posting on behalf of Think of the Southern News, says Tom Bradshaw set to see a specialist on Monday about his Achilles. Looks like he's out for the season. Neil Harris cannot be sure about the timeline, but he adds that the Welshman he wouldn't be surprised if the Welshman doesn't play again this season. This leaves us well short up front, doesn't it? We didn't see Idemo Imaku. I thought we might see him on Tuesday night, might see him against Birmingham, because the pace of the games now will surely stretch Michael Obafemi and his recovery to the limit. So it wouldn't surprise me if we see, depending on the match situation, Ryan Longman came in yesterday, of course, didn't he? But then we were defending a one-goal lead, and I think that might govern whether we're chasing a game, defending a game. We're going to have to play a very, very canny hand, so to speak. JP makes this point. JP Mill 2, those slagging off Obafemi need to get a grip, says JP. He's played about 100 minutes in two games as a lone striker, where we've had like an infinitesimal, not that, he's got 0.000, 16% possession in a team he's unfamiliar with, a new manager, and he hasn't played all season. At least he has the threat of pace. I like him. I like him, JP. I like Obafemi. It was his work that created the winning penalty last week. And he's busy. And, yeah, he's ploughing a lonely, lonely furrow up front. Millwall Dave. I like this one, Dave. People can't be spoilt after two games, can they? I think this is where... this was in response to a post about the terrible football and also a prediction of terrible football for the next 18 months under Harris. 34% possession, as we've said already. 54% pass accuracy. I don't worry about pass accuracy. And if we've won the game, who gives a shit? Anyway, this poster says it was shocking. Lucky deflection for the goal. I missed that in real time. Awful to watch. I didn't find it awful to watch, personally. I thought it was a very tense game. And I wasn't going down there yesterday expecting anything other than what we got, and I was really hoping for a win, and we, you know, the team delivered. As Mill Dave here says, at this point, I don't give a fuck what football we play. If it means we win and we're heading in the right direction, I'm 100% with you there, Dave. So, it's yeah, whether that's people getting spoilt under the aegis of Joe Ball, I don't know. David Harry Webb, we aren't going to win every game, he says. We definitely need a good few players in. Yeah, but of course that's going to be difficult now. And unfortunately to release some players in, there's a lot of contracts up at the end of the season. That's right, Dave. Some are great, being great servants, but are past their best. One thing is for sure, managers can have a big say and get the best out of any group. I've made that point a few times, I won't flog it, but I'm really struck by the impact of the personality that is Neil Harris. I think that's been, you know, a crucial turning point in their season. Anyway, on to the next voice note.
Mika, Bobby T, Achtan, Millwall. Fucking that, eh? Fucking what a result. What a result. I don't know what happened second half, because fucking it was back to the walls, and like, I was a bit worrying. Like, we just sat back, basically. But anyway, I'm going to make this short and sweet. It's the fucking Millwall way. It's the Neil Harris way. Sir Neil Harris. It's the Millwall way, basically, because, I mean, Fleming, I take my hat. I used to fucking take the piss out of him that he was shit, didn't want to be here. Great free kick, winning 1-0. Obafemi, do not get me started on him, Millwall boys. Not up to it. I mean, he's got no neck. Bodybuilder, too slow, not up to it. Longman, not up for it. Man of the match, Savile, no. Honeyman. And that's all I'm going to say. Keep it short and sweet. Mill till I die. What a result. Great result. But this division is fucked up, Nick and all the boys. You know what? It's so close to call. You can't even call it. Other teams want, I have QPR done that. Anyway, I think in the summer, Harris or no Harris, we need a fucking striker. Bradshaw injured. Kevin is a bit shit. Obafemi in the gyms, no neck, slow. Amaku sat next to his family today. He didn't even get on, mate. Got a free ticket as well, up in the old bay kitchener. Anyway, it's called the Millwall way. 2 out of 2. No one likes us, and we don't care. Nick T, hold on. I've got to finish on this. Tatanga, Jafar Tatanga, man of the match. Brave fucking header. Right, savior of the season, sarcastic. What a fucking save at the end, right? But you know what? That's the Harris effect. What goes comes around them. Little muggy little Southampton. Oh, then the Saints go marching. That band was embarrassing. The band. Remember when they beat us 1-0? The little midget. Fraser. Look, what goes comes around. And the flair they throw on the pitch. Now look, Millwall's back to bite you. Millwall, signing off now. Nick Hart, I'm gone for now. Millwall.
Joe from Chicago. I haven't felt this good in a while. Danny Mac, what a fullback. What a fullback. Not a wingback. What a fullback. Proper effort. What a time. I don't know how you go with Ryan Longman over Idemo Amaku, but it worked. My heart rate is so high right now. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Watford, you can't play at the Den. It's remarkable. Class to all of you who were there. Oh my gosh, that team is so talented, Watford. Just guys who will be all over the 2026 World Cup. And we made them look like a youth squad with how poorly they played. Their quality was shit. Sarkic class. Leonard and McNamara were so good after getting those yellows and keeping up the intensity. Zion, whew, is he... I love the guy, man. We're going to lose him at some point. But God, I love that player. What a game. Just a proper environment. James Berylson gets to see a win at the Den, which I don't know if he has in a while. So good for him.
Truly, thanks to everyone who was there and providing that atmosphere. That was class. Come on, you Lions. Fuck Watford.
Morning, Nick. Just Adam Wicks here, just leaving a quick voice note after yesterday's decent 1-0 home win against Watford. Not too much to say about that, really. I think, you know, it was a battling performance. We got the 3 points we needed. And I think that this is very much how it's going to be between now and the end of the season. I think, and like everyone's touched on, thinking past the end of the season is very much out of question, or it should be for everyone now, until a point we are secure, which hopefully we will get to. We definitely look much more solid with a back four. I think Danny Mack's been fantastic at left back, very solid. Cooper looks like he's coming back slowly back to a little bit of form. Tanganga's been excellent the last three games. And they just look like they're more protected. I think we were just playing too exposed. And I think this is probably the trouble with Edwards in a way. He just lacked that bit of experience just to know when to sort of shit house our way to a few wins and just be hard, that hard team to break down and then nick goals, which he did over the Christmas period pretty well. And then we sort of lost our way. We'd become too open again. But anyway, like I said, I've got no issue at all if we can grind out another four or five wins out of the last 11 games. I think that's probably what's going to be, you know, needed, or at least three wins and several draws. The way everyone's going, could be quite a high points tally required to stay up, I think. But anyway, good. Two wins from two. Can't ask for any more than that. And, you know, the players are really trying. Can't fault them. So onwards to Blackburn, which is now a relegation six-pointer all of a sudden. So I think we're going to have a good swing at then. Anyway, come on, you Lions.
Hello, Nick. Danny here from a very chilly minus 19 day in Calgary. Want to win that is... two games, 6 points. Couldn't really ask for much more than that. You know, some fans online not liking the style of play. You know, I don't think we would have got 6 points if Joe Edwards was still in charge. You know, people saying it, oh, you know, back to Harris ball. I think that's what we need. I think we need a bit of Harris ball to get us out of this rut. To get us up the table, and it's working. And it's obviously working, and yeah, it might be boring, but I don't want to go to League One. So I am okay with Harris Ball, and then we'll worry about next season, you know, hopefully still in the Championship. I think it's obvious to see as well now, you know, some players really coming out in character. I think Fleming, Danny Mack, Sav, really seem like different characters under Harris. And I think that shows Neil Harris's manager qualities. You know, I think we all knew there was a good coach in Joe Edwards, but maybe just didn't have that manager experience like Neil Harris has. And Neil Harris knows how to get the job done. Onwards and upwards. I'm okay with Harris Ball, I guess. Come on, you Lions. Cheers, Nick.
Good evening, Nick. Good evening, everybody. Wow. What a difference 2 weeks can make. From a team that was tactically naive, open, lacking in confidence or any gumption. We seem to be like a stone dropping into the sea, getting deeper and deeper into trouble. And we still are in trouble due to the fact that the Championship is doing very Championship things at the moment. But wow, that was a very, very well fought win today. One thing I'd like to note as well is how together we seem to be. And I think that is just purely from Neil Harris being a brilliant man manager. I think I don't think there's a single player in that squad who could say otherwise about him. Anything that you say, you can believe in him. Perhaps that was something that we never really thought about when Joe Edwards came in, thinking of being that person that the players could look up to in some way, rather than someone that they either saw as just at the same level as them or even below, which seems a bit sad for Joe, because I felt like he could have had a chance. But, well, absolutely immense battling effort. And also as well, apart from one chance that Watford had, I didn't really think Sarkic was even tested, which is, that shows something in the defence that we have really been tightened up by Harris and Livermore, and to be able to battle from the back. And not once did I ever see a Watford player be able to get through us, either in the air or on the ground. And even on the ground, there was at least two players on one whenever Watford were anywhere near our 18-yard box. And that goes a long way to show that Harris has credit in the bank with us, and it continues to grow. And I think, I'm not even thinking long-term, I doubt anyone is thinking long-term, but we need to stay in this league, and we are doing brilliantly. But my God, the Championship, it really is a different animal this season. And the fact that from 12th place down to 22nd, there are only 3 points separating everyone. That is just crazy. So it goes to show that although we might think we're in a relegation battle, the teams above us are just as much in the fight as we are. But there seems to be a lot of teams who are in around where we are, who are starting to, you know, show a bit of fight, show a bit of, as you would say, Nick, a bit of arsehole. They're starting to show a bit of fight that they've probably been needing. And Neil Harris is indeed that man who has put the fight back into the club. And looking at the crowd as well, and even the sound of the crowd, yeah, we haven't really got our Millwall back. It's just the fact that our Millwall has now woken up from its month-long hangover. But it's good to see that we're actually starting to show a bit of grit now. And also, so happy to see a win, and that's for my mate Badger. God bless you, mate.
Good morning, Nick. It's Glenn here. Well, another great result. I think really there's too many players to sort of compliment on the performance yesterday. So rather than going into it all, I think generally speaking, the entirety of that defence, and I counting the wing backs in that, actually really played out of their skin yesterday. And you know, to keep a clean sheet under so much pressure for such a prolonged period of time was tremendous. And I want to give credit to someone who I've been probably criticising a bit recently, with Matej Sarkic, who I felt showed some real commanding presence in the box. And yesterday I was absolutely delighted to see him, when we were really under the cosh, come and collect a ball under pressure and hold on to it. That really, really cheered me up. And I'm you know, starting to sort of see now that this kid could, if he continues showing that kind of bravery, could really become a long-term fixture in the first team. So that's great. If I'm going to sort of, you know, because you shouldn't just focus on the positives, the midfield were tremendous, fought their hearts out. And I was reminded in the week that Billy Mitchell was only 22 years old. And if you think about, you know, a 22-year-old holding down a midfield berth in a battling side in the Championship, what tremendous achievement that is. And Billy, like, he gets a lot of criticism, but at his age, with all of his best years ahead of him, what a player. What a player. And I think it's about time that people started to sort of stop thinking of him as a sort of well-established late 20s, early 30-year-old midfielder, and start realising that this is a young kid who's showing tremendous promise and needs to be encouraged and supported. And hopefully under Harris, he'll get the opportunity to develop his game and start to sort of pick those forward passes, which he can and does do, actually, when the forwards give him that option. So to the 2 points which I've thought just starting to sort of niggle at the back of the mind, really, is for two games now, we've watched that team really put their bodies on the line and push their performance levels beyond probably what they're normally capable of producing. And I just wonder how long that can continue before we'll start to see injuries. And, you know, that you almost saw that over the Christmas period where we had three games and suddenly people started dropping like flies. And then obviously that terrible run that led to Joe Edwards' demise happened. So I think that's the challenge for Harris and his team there, is to manage, you know, the fitness levels of the players and the fatigue and the long-term injuries that might come from that. And that might mean he'll have to dip into the squad. I noticed Amaku hasn't had a game or two recently. And I must admit, I thought there was a point yesterday where I would have quite liked to see him come on instead of Longman. And that's not a criticism of Longman, who came on and did a job. I just think Amaku is that guy that might, you know, create so much havoc up the field that actually teams will be less likely to sort of keep applying pressure and coming forward at us. The other thing then, I think, which also touches on the Amaku again, is the forward line. We're not looking very threatening at the moment. And as much as I think Obafemi put in a, you know, a really good workmanlike performance, and there was moments where you thought his pace was going to create an opportunity, it didn't really amount to much. And that worries me a little bit, because we are starting to show sort of very few signs of attacking creativity. Now, Zian absolutely is really developing his game as a leader and as a fixture in that team, and I think he's coming on brilliantly. But where's that next sort of bit of brilliance going to come from up front? And I think maybe a player like Amaku is the one to come in, and it might be that we need to think about sort of rotating that front line a little bit, just to get some more energy in there. And there was a point, I think Harris's substitutions were a little bit delayed yesterday. There was a point around about 70 minutes where I was looking at the team flagging and thinking, we need some energy, we need some fresh legs on the pitch to get the ball up the field, because we were just absorbing attack after attack after attack, and you can't get away with that for too long. So anyway, all in all, great performance. Really happy with what I saw, but just some sort of small moments of concern that I think we've got to watch out for, and I'm sure Harris is looking at it. Come on, you Lions, on to the next game. Let's make sure we beat Blackburn, and it's looking like we're going to need 50 points to stay up this year.
Hi, Nick. Lawrence Binney here after Mill 1, Watford 0. I'm about a day or so later than I usually am with these, so if I've missed a cut-off, then no worries. So return of the King, or return of the Prince Regent, depending on your perspective. He's on an 18th month contract, but it does very much feel like this is a bloke we can put in charge without controversy, maybe to get us out of a short-term situation, but who knows long-term. Yeah, no one really lining up, no one that springs to mind, no one that I feel is a long-term candidate that is on the horizon, who might be able to take his club forward in a way that it probably needs to. What's that Gramsci quote? The old world is dying, and the new world struggles to be born. Now is a time of monsters. Maybe wouldn't go that dramatic about it, but yeah, it does feel like we're still at a crossroads. But immediate term, 2 wins, 2 games, can't really complain. I feel like maybe to judge Neil Harris's tenure off of those 2 opening games would be unfair, in either respect, really, the good and the bad. I'll focus on the bad first, because I want to end this on a positive note. The bad is that we can't string 2 passes together. I think partly a lot of that's to do with confidence, and I think partly it's to do with probably just like focusing on the basics again. You know, we were so open under Edwards. Every mistake led to a goal. I think we just needed to go back to kind of practicing those fundamentals, you know. So when you lose a ball, you know, tracking back, doubling up on players. Kind of hard work, basically. And so much of that was lacking under Edwards, unfortunately. That focus on the fundamentals meant that we couldn't really string more than 2 passes together. Some of the mistakes on the ball were laughable, really, I think, at Conference South level. But, you know, you have to kind of grit your teeth and grind and get it over the line. And that's what we did. And we certainly wouldn't have won that under Edwards. So well done, Neil. Looking at the table at half time, I saw that Watford were 6 points ahead of us, and Watford are in 12th. It's a mad league this year, and as much as I do, it does feel like every game is a must win. I think we have to realise that there are about 10 other sides involved in that relegation scrap. So, you know, when we inevitably do lose or get a poor result, I don't think it's appropriate for us to get too upset. There are other sides involved here. Everyone looks a bit shit. Some sides have form, but, you know, no one's going to... The likes of Stoke, Huddersfield, Sheffield Wednesday are not going to go on promotion winning runs from now until the end of the season. One or two of them might, but, you know, there's not going to be like six, seven sides suddenly turning into playoff contenders. So we just need to win the odd game here and there, and keep calm. Yeah, cheers, Nick. Not particularly looking forward to the next game because the football is shit. But it's, you know, it's great to see Neil back. And yeah, we can do this. Come on, you Lions. It's all right.
Just a couple to finish off today's show. I want to say a big, big thank you to everyone who's contributed to this edition of Act On. I'm sorry for the slightly... is it disjointed? I don't know. Anyway, the sequential nature of the show today. I'm just going to finish off a couple of tweets. One from our Stone Island story. I love that one. Mill's survival bid may be a grind post to Joe, but my God, is it easier to tolerate when you're not losing every week and you can see the players working till they're dead on the feet. Simon B says, whatever you think of his style, he gets a tune out of these players. And Max Finch, to close today's show, the impact Neil Harris has had on these players is unbelievable. 3 games ago, these players looked like they had all met each other the night before in the pub. They finally look like the team we know, and we've got our ambition back. We've lifted the whole club. What a bloke, says Max. I'm going to second that, Max, and third it, mate. We're going to need to take that spirit we saw yesterday forward to Blackburn Tuesday night. Fingers crossed. Until the next edition, which will be probably on the Wednesday sometime, dear listeners, after the Blackburn result, from me, Nick Hart. Big thank you to everyone who's contributed. Thank you to you too for listening. Till next show, arrivederci Millwall. Bye for now.
Achtung, Millwall.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.